Hear now the reading of God's word from Paul's letter to the Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 5th verse. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. You'll remember some years ago when bumper stickers were a popular thing. They're not as popular today as they once were, which I have to say I find exceedingly gratifying because from my perspective, there was always a certain snarkiness factor involved with every sticker that I have ever seen, and especially Christian-themed bumper stickers. Jesus is coming, look busy. Caution, in the event of the rapture, this car will be unmanned. And I think one of the stickers that seemed to provoke me most of all, honk if you love Jesus, and its more chilling addendum, text if you want to see him. There is underneath all of those stickers this not so subtle resentment that the world in which we are living has veered from its spiritual foundations, so that it seems to me as if all of those types of stickers in some way seek to shame the world to come back to God. Please understand, I am bothered as much as the next person that our world does seem to have veered from its spiritual moorings that pains my soul more than I can say. And yet, at the same time, I firmly believe that if we are going to call the world back to God, we're not going to be able to be successful in that effort by embarrassing the world or shaming the world. If we are going to be effective in motivating people to consider what they are missing by not having an openness to God in their hearts, it will be because instead they see something in us that is so compelling, so inspiring, so strengthening that they know that unless they open their hearts to God in the same way, they will be missing out on something that is so vitally important in life. And in that respect, when we think about something that is compelling and inspiring and strengthening, I would contend that to show others the spirit of gentleness is in fact one of the best witnesses that we might give. You'll see from the passage of Scripture that I read for you this morning, that's certainly how the Apostle Paul viewed our responsibility in conveying our faith in Christ to others. Let your gentleness, Paul says to the church, be evident to all. Philippians, as you know, was a prison epistle. Paul wrote it while under Roman arrest. He wrote it because word had reached him in prison that the church at Philippi was on the verge of losing its joy, in large measure, as you read Philippians, because of a harsh spirit that was gaining a toehold within the community of faith. And so, lest the believers at Philippi completely lose the joy of God's salvation, Paul penned this 4-chapter letter as a way of moving believers back toward God and in the process offering a witness that would move others around them back toward God as well. And in the 4th chapter, Paul concludes his letter and he lists a series of imperatives. These are essential teachings that will enable followers of Jesus to return to a place of joy in their relationship with God. One of which, Paul says, has to do with gentleness. Let your gentleness be evident, not just to one another, but he broadens the scope of the church's witness. Let your gentleness be evident to all, to everyone, because, he says, the Lord is near. The Lord is near. Now, when we think about where people are today, and I do think it's necessary that we give some consideration to the challenge that is before us as believers in Jesus Christ in terms of our witness, what we want people to see from us, how we want people to move from where they are closer to God. I do think it's important for us to recognize that if you were to invite people to make a list of all of the attributes that they think would be important for them to express as a way of coming to a sense of abundance in their lives, gentleness would not be very high on the list. How many people today do you know aspire to be gentle? I don't know of very many. Because the impression that most people have is that a gentle person is what? A weak person. Gentleness today has become equated to weakness. But when the Apostle Paul was writing these words to believers in Philippi, that was not the case. Among the Romans of his day, gentleness was considered to be one of the essential virtues that needed to be expressed in the general society for the public good. The Romans adopted that frame of mind from the Greeks. It was Aristotle who in his Nicomachean Ethics had said that even gentleness should be counted as a work of the gods. Aristotle. And other philosophers followed in that vein. There is something remarkably strong about the virtue of gentleness, because it is a choice that emotionally healthy folk make in order to choose in their relationships not to be harsh and spiteful and full of vitriol for others, but instead of giving in to natural impulses when people have not acted kindly toward them, they choose not to return that spiteful, hateful, snarky attitude even when people have shown such an attitude to them. Paul, in this passage of Scripture, is picking up on that cultural reservoir of meaning. When he says, let your gentleness be known to everyone, he's not suggesting that believers in Jesus should let other people run over them. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying that we have to take a back seat to everyone, that we have to rid ourselves of all ambition. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that when we respond to other people in loving ways, not spiteful ways, not hateful ways, we are mirroring for others the very nature of God. You look in Scripture, gentleness is a characteristic of God. It is a characteristic of God's people. It was a characteristic of God's Son. Let this mind be in you, Paul says in the second chapter of Philippians, which also was in Christ Jesus, who did not account equality with God as something to be grasped, but he emptied himself and took upon himself the form of a servant and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. When we take upon ourselves the mind of Christ, one of the characteristics that we begin to show to others is this spirit of gentleness that does not repel people, but instead attracts them in such a way that they are able to see and celebrate Jesus in us and begin to ponder the possibilities of how having Jesus in their lives might make their lives more complete. I like to think of it this way. This notion of gentleness and how it takes a strong person to relate to others in that sort of way. Those of you who are parents, you may remember a time when playing with your child, your child may have taken your hand and grabbed it and squeezed it. Why children do that, I don't know, but all children do. At some point, they take their parent's hand and they squeeze the hand as hard as they can, and it doesn't hurt because they don't have the strength to make your hand hurt. They squeeze it with both hands. Did you ever take their hand and squeeze back? And because your hand was stronger, did you ever squeeze in such a way just to make the child flinch, but then you backed off? It was just your way of expressing how the strong hand must always learn to be gentle. It's not the weak hand that is capable of showing anything of that sort. Instead, it is the strong hand that must learn to be gentle. What Paul is reminding us as followers of Jesus Christ is that when we, as strong believers, move in our world in such a way that we manifest this witness of gentleness, people begin to see Jesus in us in such a way that the Spirit of Jesus in us does not create pain. Does not create pain. Believers in Jesus must not travel about in this world seeking to create any form of pain. But when they see Jesus in us, what they must see is a Savior who came into this world to give of Himself in such a way that Jesus might take upon Himself all the world's pain and remove it. It is the strong hand. I must learn how to be gentle. Imagine the difference we could make in this world if people saw such a spirit in us. I'm reminded of the story of the spiritual mystic who one day was taking a walk in the woods. He was walking through a fruit grove that was adjacent to a forest filled with hardwoods. And as the mystic was walking along the path between the fruit grove and the hardwood forest, he imagined the trees talking to one another. This is what mystics do, you see. And the hardwoods were speaking to the fruit trees. It was a particularly windy day, and the leaves of the hardwoods were fluttering in the wind. And a maple tree looked at one of the fruit trees and, feeling sort of proud, I guess, that his many leaves were fluttering in the wind, asked the fruit tree, "Why don't your leaves rustle in the wind like ours do?" To which the mystic says, the fruit tree replied, "We don't need our leaves to flutter because our fruit speaks for itself. We don't need our leaves to flutter because our fruit speaks for itself." It reminds me of that famous teaching of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, "By their fruit you shall know them," not by their fluttering. Yes, we are in the midst of a world that has veered from God and from its spiritual foundation. And there must be something that as followers of Jesus we should be doing to call them back to the source of their help and their hope. But we don't need snarky stickers to convey our faith. We just need to let our gentleness be evident to everyone. For when we do, Jesus will be near. And the Christ who shows up is a Savior who takes away all pain and replaces it with joy, the joy of God's salvation, a Savior who meets everyone's needs, who look to Him in faith so that they come to see that our Savior represents a God who does it all through His glorious riches that He makes available to gentle souls who trust in Jesus. There is nothing more important for people to see in us than that. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we thank You for being gentle with us. We know you are a God who is capable of doing all things, which is why we come to you in our time of great need. And you always respond in ways that are sufficient for our every need. Your grace in Jesus Christ does for us what we cannot and never would be able to do for ourselves. We pray that as we live our lives, as we speak our faith, that we will do so in winsome ways, that our gentleness may be known to all, and people would see how you are very near through Jesus, your Son, our Savior, in whose name we do pray. Amen.